Ziad was like Luke Skywalker, said Bert. You know when Luke walks the invisible path? You have to believe it's there. And if you do believe it, it is there. Yeah, Ziad believed it. He was like Luke Skywalker. Bert trained Ziad for 6 months. He liked him, sympathized with his tough upbringing in Lebanon. He gave Ziad copies of 3 of his knife-fighting training manuals, and Ziad passed them on to a friend of his, Marwan al-Shehi, who was staying up the road in room 12 of the Panther Hotel and Apartments in Deerfield Beach, Florida. We know this because when Marwan al-Shehi checked out of the Panther Motel on 10 September 2001, he left behind him a flight manual for a Boeing 757, a knife, a black canvas bag, an English-German dictionary, and 3 martial arts manuals written by Bert Rodriguez, the man Stuart Heller had called the most First Earth Battalion guy I know. Marwan al-Shehi was 23 years old when he checked out of the Panther Motel, flew to Boston, changed planes, took control of Flight 175, and crashed it into the South Tower of the World Trade Center. Ziad Jarrah was 26 when he took control of United Airlines Flight 93, the plane that came down in a field in Pennsylvania on its way to Washington, D.C.
You know what? Said Bert. I think Ziad's role was to be the hijacker with brains. He'd hang back to ensure that the job was done properly, that the takeover of the plane was completed.
Bert paused.
If you love a son and he becomes a mass murderer, you don't stop loving your son, do you?
Guy Savelli's role within the War on Terror began when half a dozen strangers, within days of one another, contacted him via email and telephone in the winter of 2003. They asked him if he had the power to psychically kill goats. Guy was bewildered. He did not go around publicizing this. Who were these men? How did they know about the goats? He feigned a casual tone of voice and said, "Sure I can." Then he got straight on the phone and called Special Forces. Everyone who had contacted him, he told them, was Muslim, with the possible exception of some British guy, me. The others were certainly emailing from Muslim countries, Axis of Evil countries, in fact. This had never happened to Guy before. Might they be Al-Qaeda? Might they be bin Laden operatives, hoping to learn how to stare people to death? Was this the start of a whole new paranormal subdivision of Al-Qaeda?